Senator, first of all, I understand that you had asked to chair this committee meeting tomorrow. Why is that, and what do you hope to accomplish?
Well, I'm the chairman of the Committee on the Constitution, subcommittee of the whole Judiciary Committee, so I thought it was important as we get into this debate about Iraq to make it clear what the law is and whether Congress has the ability to use its funding power to bring an end to a war. I think it's pretty clear we do have that power, but I think it's important to make the record with the experts, and we are calling in some of the top constitutional experts, and I think the majority view is going to be whether or not you think it's a good idea to use the power of not funding the war to end it, that they will say that it is, in fact, exactly what the power of the purse in the Constitution means. So I think it's an important part of getting ready for this very important process that's going to take a while, trying to figure out how to end this involvement in Iraq.
Now, are you talking about cutting off funds just for the surge strategy or for the entire war completely?
I'm talking about the whole power of the purse, which doesn't just relate to the escalation. It relates to the whole thing. In fact, I think if we would only tinker around the edges and talk about not funding the surge, we're basically leaving the situation in place where we have 140,000 troops on the ground. More and more of them are dying every day, and it's not going to change the result. So I am looking at the kind of thing we did in the past in Somalia and other places where we say, look, here's a time frame during which the White House needs to prepare to withdraw the troops. And at the end of that time frame, the funding would be gone, so they need to have the troops out of there by that time. We've done that successfully in the past, and the troops have been safe in such a withdrawal.
What kind of support do you see for this from fellow senators?
Well, you know, I always find in these things, they know it's the right answer. They know that if we don't do anything like this, this thing's just going to drag on for years, but they're afraid of it. And one of the things I'm trying to do is say, look, let's cut through the myths. Let's cut through the nonsense that somehow we don't have the power to do this or that it would be irresponsible or that it would endanger the troops. Let's openly talk about it. Let's not let the administration intimidate us. And I have found on my proposal where I led the Senate on saying we ought to have a timetable to withdraw the troops from Iraq that the more people hear about it, the less the fear tactics work. And the fear tactics are the only thing that has kept us in Iraq this long, and it's been a big mistake.
Now, speaking of the administration, of course, and they've already said in regard to the non-binding referendum that's going around now, and even with Senator Clinton's remarks this weekend in Iowa about let's get out before the president leaves office, that this is the height of irresponsibility, that we would send a bad message not only to the troops but to the enemy as well.
This is where we have to stand up to the White House. The height of irresponsibility is what they have done and what they continue to do. Taking us into war under false pretenses, continuing a war under false pretenses, endangering our troops every day with the fact that they don't have a strategy. They are the ones who are irresponsible. The only responsible course is to recognize that this is hurting us in the fight against terrorism internationally. It is weakening our military, weakening our national security, and the only responsible course is to find a careful and effective withdrawal of the troops from Iraq.
Even the events that are going on this weekend with Najaf, and I mean, that seems to be truly a fight between the sects. Sunni and Shiite plots to kidnap a Shiite cleric. U.S. not really, well, involved, but not directly. It's not an attack on the U.S. per se. Is that where Iraq is, and will it just explode and place go to hell if we leave?
Well, you know, you already have a completely explosive situation in Baghdad, and you have a very serious anti-occupation insurgency in the rural area of Al Anbar province. You really have two very different wars there. Our presence in both cases just fans the flame of what's going on there. In the Al Anbar province and the rural area, the temptation is to call for holy jihad against the United States, and people come in from around the world to do that who wouldn't necessarily go there if we weren't there. Within Baghdad, we lost some people this weekend who simply have to stand there and be in the middle of all this, and they're not going to be able to break up this civil war. My guess, and a number of experts agree, is although it may be worse for a while if we get out of there in the long run, our being there is not going to prevent the violence and may even encourage it because these people take advantage of the fact that our troops are there and use it as part of their approach.
Senator, thank you very much. Anything else you needed to add that we didn't cover?
No, I'm just really eager to have Congress get serious about this whole operation in Iraq. It's not sufficient just to play around the edges or slow walk it with regard to the escalation. The American people have spoken, and they want us to finish this Iraq mission soon, and that's what we need to do.
Okay. By the way, any second thoughts on not running for president after seeing how many are in the field?
No. Anything that makes me even happier. I'm enjoying my work. This is exactly what I should be doing right now, and I have not only do I have no regrets, I've never enjoyed my job more.
Great. Senator, thank you very much.